A love found is not the same as a love lost.
Welcome to Fate and Fotune. Join our fated as they traverse a perilous new world, seeking adventure, revenge, and safety, or at least something close to it. Featuring the vocal talents of
Jed as Julius Ignis, Matt playing Sapper Carlson,
and Nate as Owen Gunn.
I, Danny Dawson, will be your humble guide, your keeper of destiny, your fate master in this narrative. Whether our cast find themselves in great fate, or perhaps slip into misfortune, we do hope you enjoy today's tale.
Boots slap the ground of Western Downtown. Our three fated regroup panting in an alleyway before making their way back onto the street where they were dropped off, keeping to the cover of alleyways to avoid another arrest by the guild.
Right. And then it's going to stop. Oh, hold up the bottle of whiskey that I grabbed on my way out. And just have a small sip and just tuck that into one of my inner pockets on my waistcoat. Right. Oh, that was a good breakfast, gents. Should we go meet this what's her face woman?
No. How aren't you even out of breath?
Because I'm not out of physical shape. I look at this body is a temple, mate. I look after it.
Okay. I don't get this guy. Okay. Let's go and see Dali then. I have to sprint down the street. Oh my goodness.
My body is also a temple, guys, but it's just a shame that the offerings are all pizza. Are you guys, you're heading round to the door then?
Yes. Keeping an eye out for the authorities.
Yeah, I'm just following suit, just trying to catch my breath back.
You're kind of aware from what the cabbie had told you that this is on the western edge of downtown. This is literally the last street before the slums start. Basically kind of seen as a bit of a dump street, really, by comparison to the proper central of downtown. Because people tend not to want to go anywhere near the slums, really. As long as you're from downtown, anyway.
Okay, who wants the knock first? That's a bit dodgy.
Owain's just standing, just snacking on a sausage from his pocket.
While he's standing outside, do you mind giving me a notice check? You can hear a voice shouting inside.
12 of tomes?
12 of tomes and...
a 13 of...
Crows.
I got a 2. Overall.
Okay, so Owen does not notice shit.
I'm enjoying my sausage, mate.
Yeah, you're doing great at notice checks today, aren't you? you two, you hear this crystal clear. You hear inside...
Lionel, you're not listening to me. If that goddamn ganger's been running around wearing my face and getting in trouble, that's going to ruin me. I can't fucking believe this. No! No! Because I can't bloody well go anywhere now, can I? Especially not to a gala where fucking Matheson's expected to show. I'm gonna rest it on sight. No, thin ice, Hawthorne.
There's a ding that you assume to be the slamming of a telephone to its handle.
Oh. Well, Owain, I think you're the big strong man here. You go in first. You can get out of any situation.
That's definitely Sapper, but sure. I'm just gonna knock on the door with her.
And you hear heels on wooden floor. And then the door is yanked open. Come on in!
See, Julius told you she wasn't dead. Let's go.
So the woman holds this door open, and as you walk past, you can see that she has this extremely familiar face. Long black hair tied into a braid, which drapes over one shoulder, but gone was the base clef on her cheek, a detail that the doppelganger must have added. Get yourselves in the living room. I'll prepare some tea.
I'm just going to stand there in shock.
I'm just going to put my arm around Julius and just drag him basically past and just turn to say, sorry, miss, he's in love with you.
What? Oh, he's the one, is he? Yeah.
What?
The boy told me.
What?
You fell for a goddamn ganger, didn't you?
No, she was, you know, she was sweet and nice, and oh, it's all coming back to me again. Oh, stop it, hold me.
No.
I'm gonna go and hug Sapper. Sapper. Oh, just. I know you're my rock sometimes, but. Oh, just sometimes.
Julius, we. Calm, remember?
Okay. God, breathe deep. Be the inner gardener. Oh, yes. It's okay.
Plant the petunias.
Okay, get down on the floor. So I get down on my knees. Plant the petunias. That's okay. Plant the petunias.
So the woman shakes her head and turns through into the kitchen. I'll be in a minute. Make yourselves comfortable.
Oh, this dahlia seems a bit more, you know, colder than the last one.
I mean, this is dahlia, and the last one was a doppelganger who just wanted to get in your pants.
She was still alive, okay? She's still alive in dreams.
I mean, she could have also been a dude.
That, you know.
I think they're technically a they as a whole.
I don't know doppelgangers. I wouldn't know.
Well, you know... Oh, I suppose, but, you know, it could have had dreams and... Oh, yeah, I suppose it might not have been, but... Okay, maybe I could use my charm. Actually, that's a good idea. You know, I'll use...
Oh, I absolutely planned for this.
I'm going to use my charm to, like...
At this, I'm going to plunk myself down, shake my head, and pull out some bacon.
Okay, while you sit there and eat, just listen to this. I've got, you know, I've been known to have a fiery charm in the past, and, you know, maybe I could work this on Dahlia, you know, it maybe all is not lost anyway. Maybe that was supposed to be the training session for me now to, like, grow as a petunia sapper. As a petunia, I am, like, blossoming now. I had the, you know, the attempt of the first time. Now I have the second time. You know, I don't have to make the same mistakes I made before. I got this down. Oh, this tea is going to be amazing. Oh,
I'm just
going
to lean over to Sapper and say, one script says he gets slapped in the face.
Sapper, you'll bet for me, wouldn't you? You'll bet for me.
Listen, Julius, what exactly were the mistakes of last time?
You know, I was maybe a bit too forceful, but she was really kind in that respect.
And
you know?
A little bit over-eager, perhaps.
Hey, I'm not eager now. You know, just confident. A confidence.
I beg to differ.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I should play cool. Maybe
yes.
Cool.
Play hard to get.
Okay. Thank you, Sapper. Now, are you going to bet with Owain, actually, on this? Because, you know, I know you'll be on my side.
Yes, yeah, I will bet one imaginary script against his imaginary script, yes.
I got script.
Thank you.
But you know, I've got scrip. I got scrip.
Have you?
Yeah, I got 2 scrip.
Oh, right. Well, it's about half your money.
I'm confident in this bet. I'm also quite drunk. Quite obscenely drunk.
The room has a minimalistic design, accentuating the few objects within. Most notably stands a large writing desk spread to the back wall of the living room, beneath the window. Its wood was clearly of high quality, likely a gift from Lionel considering the outmatching of its value to the rest of the home, and their close relationship. Atop it were neatly stacked tomes of varying sizes. From the background, you hear the pouring of water from a whistling kettle.
I'll have a kind of little walk around the room.
Yeah, so, Sapper, as you're walking around the room, if you're going over to that writing desk, you can see that there's these neatly stacked tomes of varying sizes. As you're standing over the desk, you can see the view from the window quite clearly. The back of the house leads onto rows of more densely spaced buildings than downtown, with some in states of disrepair. Delia's house is situated so that she gets both the gentry and slums in full view, the world that she operates in and the reminder of those that she serves.
Nice. As I'm standing next to the tomes, are there any that I would recognise or that seem particularly pertinent?
Do you want to give me a literacy check?
Oh, literacy. What kind of BS skill is that, Danny? I've got 4 to literacy, actually. Yeah. It's a good skill.
It's one of my favourites, actually.
Now I've come to think about it. That is a 13.
Oh, okay. So, closer inspection reveals these to be fiction. So, Fantastical Adventures of One Hemlock Shrove's Private Eye. Dahlia's name is printed as the sole author. It's a popular series amongst children and adults alike.
So, did you say they're all the same?
The vast majority of these are. It seems Dahlia worked on more than one novel at a time, so a few lay open. Though, while you stand there, you see a page typewritten by machine, bearing only the first few millimetres of a word you're well accustomed to spotting. Classified. Ooh. Poking out of one of the novels. It seems to have been placed there hurriedly.
Yes, Sapper's going to have a quick look around and see if he can just kind of quickly pull that piece of paper out.
Are you wanting to do it stealthily from the other guys as well?
No, I'll say to them, gentlemen, just watch the door for 2 seconds.
What are you doing?
Then I'll turn around and do it.
I'm just going to sit and look at the door and just munch on another piece of bacon.
You read through what appears to be 2 lists of names, though you're a little unsure of what each mean. The only name you recognise appears on the left column, stating the ferryman, which opposes another name in the right column, Fulcrus. As you read down, the pairs continue. Bastian Sinclair and Tothrain, Dayu Pei and Caro, Alania Walker and 14, Klaus Norwood again, Alaria Bromwich and Geralt.
Not ominous at all.
Yeah, Sapper's just going to kind of tuck that into his jacket pocket.
Can I whisper over to Sapper saying, Sapper, what are you doing?
So Sapper will just put his finger to his mouth and kind of whisper, spy shit.
I'm just going to look back shocked and go and wink and go okay.
So Julius, as you and Owain are sitting around at the coffee table, there is a bouquet of flowers that sits on top. It's quite a sweet aroma that comes from them, standing over this this beautiful ornate vase. But each flower on it has quite an unsettling head. You can't quite feel why. But if you would like to do a nature or alchemistry check, you might recognize a couple of these.
Okay. Can I do a check?
Yeah, this is for you.
Right. Here we go. Boom! Okay, I get a 1. So, 4.
you got a margin of failure.
Can I cheat this?
You can cheat this, yeah. You absolutely cheat anything you like. Unless I slap you otherwise. As long as it's not a blackjacker, you're fine.
Just to clarify, I've got a hand of 3, haven't I? Right.
Absolutely, yes. You should all have a hand of 3. Just be aware of what your on the pursuit ability is for. If you fail a check of a specific kind, you can draw a card. So that depends on what pursuit you're currently on. Okay. I think yours is magical skills, use that anyway. So.
Yeah, it's magic for me. So I'm just going to put a 9 down, a 9 of tomes.
Okay.
9 plus 3 is 12.
Brill, okay. Yeah, so every flower that you recognise here is poisonous. So there is foxglove, there's hemlock, many more.
Oh.
There are some that you assume are plucked from Malifaux, as they don't resemble anything from Earth, but you're comfortable in not touching any of them. I'm so glad you cheated that, because that would not have gone well for good old Julius.
I best just step back a bit then and act confident again. Wow. Why has she got so much death in here? Okay, it's okay. She's a cool girl. She's a cool girl, you know? Yeah, I'm a cool guy too.
So at this point she comes back in, bringing the tea. She kind of acknowledges Sapper standing towards the bookcase, and just puts down the little teacups around and brings in the tea and starts pouring the drinks.
Oh, hey. I didn't see you there.
You're the one who fell for the ganger, huh?
I think it's safe to say she fell for him.
Well, you know, just
Well, there'll be none of that here. I am taken, if he's still lucky.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm taken many times over too.
I suppose it must be disconcerting to have fallen for something not exactly human.
Hey, human. Non-human. You know, I'm just, anything falls for me, you know, love, anything falls for me. Just, too good, you know? Do you know, these eyes, anyone falls for these eyes and this, fiery personality. You know.
Mm-hmm. She, parts the kettle down and goes to sit in the only one-seated armchair in the room.
So, Lionel mentions you're looking to work for him. Do I have that right?
Well, you're looking for work. For whom's not the most important?
Well, it may be worth me mentioning what's on the table. We'll be able to put you up somewhere safe. Lionel has connections at the Marigold Hotel in Easterly Slums. It's relatively sought after for being both cost-effective and outside of the rougher neighborhoods.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be safe with me. You know, I'm such a rough guy. Yeah, you know. I was a swift fighter. You know. Nothing too impressive, of course, but, you know, I don't worry about many things.
Julius, give me a bewitch challenge.
There we go. Let's do this. Playing it cool. Plant the petunias. Here we go. Bewitch is minus 1 for me, so...
Imagine that.
I couldn't have guessed.
There we go. 11! So 10. 10.
Okay.
10 of crows.
Hmm. Well, you did make it through the void, I guess. On your own.
Not just the void. We got across this huge beast. And I'll be honest, it's lucky that it got away from me.
Hmm. Quite. You're the magician, aren't you?
Oh, well, yeah. Felt my power increase, actually, since I've come to these parts. You know, I can do quite a few tricks. You know, none I like to brag about.
Owain is trying very hard not to laugh right now.
I love how the first time that you've admitted that you have magic, it's to impress a woman.
So, you must be the fairy woman.
I would rather you didn't associate me with that trash.
Oh, I didn't, yeah.
I didn't consent to that thing copying me. I'll have you know. I had no idea that she had done so. She may as well have taken a common rat from the street if all I cared.
Oh, well, you know, okay, you know, yeah, that's it's a bit deep, but, you know, I mean, maybe she was impressed in you, or he, I don't know, but maybe they were impressed with you, you know, impressed in your abilities, and, you know, it could just be that.
Oh, ambition. It most certainly was, I can assure you of that. Ferryman, followed me around for a few weeks, and I thought that it was just because she had admired my stories. But apparently, she was trying to copy me.
I have loads of people who admire my stories, and, you know, sometimes you just gotta let them be, you know, and let them, you know, admire away. You know, you can't help it. You can't help being good and, you know, beautiful and, oh, I've said you've got really nice hair.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, really nice hair. Just saying. Just putting it there, but you know, quite possibly the best.
She turns to Sapper across the room. You, gonna take a seat with us here, sir?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was just admiring, not so much admiring, observing the view.
Yeah, it's a shame that, isn't it? We've got that separation still. People come here and, just because of who they knew back home, get to live one half of that fence. The rest of them just have to fight their way out.
That is indeed, not a good situation.
No. Thankfully for you, though, you have looked yourself up by coming across that ganger when you did. Because now you got the eye of Hawthorne on you.
What is your profession? You mentioned me as a magician. What are you, then?
You can't just ask a woman what she does for a living.
I am Mr. Hawthorne's eyes and ears in high society life. I attend balls, galas, that sort of thing, and pick up where folk have certain requests. You know, missing children, books got smudged and they need some red, white, out of lanterns, that sort of thing. Things that get political power back to Mr. Hawthorne.
Oh, okay. Seems to be a bit more than just that, judging by the pretty plants you've got around.
Oh, that's just more for my research for my books, to be honest. I find it always attracts a bit more of an audience for the tomes when you know what you're on about. So, of course, I have a few poisonous relics around so I can see the effects and document them.
I guess you got those killer instincts. And then I'm just going to wink.
I don't know how well she's going to take that. Okay, yeah, you don't seem to notice too much of a reaction from her, but if anything, she grows more still in her sitting.
I think she's coming on to me. Anyway.
So Mr. Hawthorne has sent a package saying if you are willing to accept a few job offers from him, he's more than willing to set you up, not with simply a home, but with a small starting gift. And she reaches into one pocket and slides across the table a wad of scrip. 30 each for starters. More if you do more jobs for us.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
I mean, what do these jobs entail? You know?
Various things, to be honest. It could be as small as delivering a message to someone out in the Badlands. Could be being a bodyguard to myself at one of the galas.
Yeah, I'm going to look back at her and go, I doubt you'd be needing a bodyguard.
Do you know what? This will actually cover that little wager I have going on. Quite nicely.
Oh, Wayne's just talking about, you know, a bet we had on a horse the other day.
He bet me a scrip that he can get into your bedroom by
what?
3 o'clock.
No, that was not up there. Excuse me?
Oh, give me a convince. Give me a deceive. Give me a deceive. Go on. Deceive.
Oh, but my deceive's not very good. Oh, so I'm actually going to cheat out.
What to?
I'm going to cheat out a 12, so that's 11 of rams.
She's going to slap you, Julia. She's going to slap you right in the face.
Yes!
Look, I am taken, all right? You can be coming out of me, but I am not that damn ganger. Okay? I do not know you. I do not care for you. You're gonna cut that out right now.
Oh.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Slap in the face. Nothing ever received before.
The last Dahlia slapped you in the face as well, didn't they?
Yeah, it seems to be a common... She's coming on to me. Pretty easily deceived, though, it seems. But, you know, okay. You know, you want to believe this guy over me. That's okay. It's not the first time. Not the first time.
There's one more thing as well. The boy's here. We got him upstairs. First mission, and I suppose this 30 script's going to be for it, is to take him to his new home.
New home?
Yeah, well, we found he's got a few family members here. On his mother's side, of course, he's quite adamant that he doesn't want any contact with his father's side. They said that they were happy to take him in, but obviously I'm needing to stay indoors for a little while, considering the actions of a certain someone. So if you don't mind helping the boy get to where he needs to be, I'd rather him not go alone.
Yeah, well...
And this will pay us... You say 30 scrip each?
30 scrip, yeah. The marigold will cost a scrip a night. We paid for the first week for you. After that, it's up to you.
I suppose me and the lads can, you know, discuss this privately first before we take on this job.
But of course.
Oh, well.
She gets up and makes her way out with the room. She says, I'll be upstairs with the boy. Toddles on up after him.
Owain, what are you doing? Why would you throw me in like that?
Sapper, that'll be one script, please. Nothing personal, Julius. I just enjoyed that very much.
Sapper will rustle into his pockets and pretend to be grab a coin instead to flip him a middle finger.
Oh.
Bite!
To be fair, I didn't exactly play fair. Oh. Yep. Right. So this work, do you think it'll take long? See, I've got somewhere I want to be at 9. Or might we be able to start tomorrow after tonight?
I don't even. So his mum's side, do we have any evidence of where she's at?
She's dead.
Oh, as in the kid's mum's family. Do we know where she is? No? Okay.
No.
Okay. What if she... I mean, it seems too easy to be paid this much money just for this job. It must involve some danger. Pretty imminent. We're not gonna... does she expect we're just gonna walk this kid, go hardy hardy ha, all the way to the kid's family, and then just drop him off and walk away? Thinking of it, maybe it's just to keep quiet on these things. I just don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think we're gonna be in any imminent danger?
Probably.
Yes, but... we were in imminent danger this morning, not half an hour ago.
I do not really. I got us out of that, no problem.
And now there is 90 scrip on the table in front of us, asking us to also be in imminent danger.
Do you gents want me to hold on to that for you, by the way?
I would prefer to have some money in my pocket.
I suppose. Sappy, you were always the voice of reason. Yeah, I suppose.
We've been in imminent danger pretty much since the day we met.
That's funny, isn't it? You always seem to get us in it. Right, okay. Right.
It was not me who got you into danger in the first place, mate. It was you and that thing in your pants you can't keep under control.
Without hearing anything from you guys for a little while, Dahlia kind of starts walking down the stairs, and this time she's followed by Thomas, who immediately goes, "Guys!" and runs over and is just all excited, sitting on the edge of a sofa.
"Hey, Tom, my lad. How are you doing?"
"Did it! We got here!"
"Yeah, we did. Thanks largely to you. No thanks to Julius."
"Well, I wouldn't discount all that he's done. Without him, we wouldn't have got rid of that, Terra Mound thing in the void. Whatever that maddening creature was."
"I have no idea. I thought we just went, didn't it? I was a bit preoccupied when we were fighting it, to be honest. Terrifying thing."
"Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting to your family, to your mum's family."
Yeah, indeed. I just hope Dad will stop chasing me now if I get there. Dahlia was suggesting that I need to start going by a moniker. She was trying to say that I should use Dad's name to my advantage because he owns a good business, but I thought, T.S. Eliot, who's going to know that? So I'm just going by T.E. Stearns. Better to hide away than be known for something my dad's done.
Well, you, but what if you took T.S. Eliot and you made it something, for yourself? You made a name for yourself. Like, your poems, they have quite an effect on people, don't they?"
"Yeah, but I could do that under Stearns."
"That's true."
"Who is your father, if you don't mind me asking, by the way?"
"Henry Ware Elliott. He owns the main brick company in America."
"What did he do? Was he just bad? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, of course, If it's personal, I understand."
"Well, he didn't want me doing my poetry. He wanted me to go into the business with him. And, mum defended me and he didn't want her to defend me. So we left in the night."
"Oh, I'm sorry about that. I know all about father's forcing you away, but I hope we'll take you to a better place now.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll make something new of myself, something good.
That's good.
Dahlia steps in and says, I don't mean to intrude the moment, but have you three made a decision?
Oh, yeah. We'll go for it. Why not?
Wonderful.
Anything to help out, Tom? Just a quick question. How long is this going to take? Because I've got an event I need to be at about 9.
Yes, not a problem. Well, the boy's family is not too far from here. It's walkable distance in about an hour, and it's right next to the Marigold, in fact. So you may be able to see him in future if you'd like.
That'd be nice. I'd like to keep tabs on the little one. Dear little Tom.
Sure.
Bless him.
She brings out a map of Malifaux City and says, so you're headed to Easterly Slums. That's where the Marigold is. That's where Thomas's family is. Don't worry, the name is a lot worse than it actually is. You can get by quite well there, and his family's doing very well.
Good to hear. Like to know Tom's being looked after.
Don't get confused. The Easterly Slums is the most western slums in the city. It's only named Easterly because a woman with that name died there during the early days of the breach reopening. And the guild happened to rename it in her honor. It's quite a cause of confusion, to be honest.
I bet.
So you guys are currently on the southwestern edge of downtown, somewhat close to the river. She marks out on the map a place.
Okay then, shall we head off then? How long will it take to get there? By foot?
If you're walking, shouldn't take more than, say, an hour?
No, thank you.
You could take a hansom if you like. I mean, you'll be able to afford it, that's for sure.
Oh, you don't mind a brisk walk for an hour?
I suppose, why not? Why not? It'll help, sober away now, anyway.
Why would I need sobering up? I'm fine.
But after that, the night is yours, fellas. I'd advise checking into the hotel before you go anywhere else, so you can make sure your rooms are ready for you. There's a bank nearby if you don't mind the fees to keep your money in, but I'd advise not carrying everything on you at once. Pickpocketing here is worse than in London. Well, worse than London was, I guess.
What London was?
Oh, you know. The London disaster. Terrible thing. Yeah, so you're all quite aware that London has since fallen. There was reports of a beast remarkably similar to the one that you saw in Santa Fe that had arrived with some horrendous creatures, and most of London has now been destroyed by tidal waves and by creatures of the sea, and is in a constant war front at this point.
Okay, then shall we get off then and help him? Let's get him back. Let's get him home.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's get our boy home.
So are you guys taking a hansom or are you walking?
I'm happy to walk.
Yeah, I'll have a walk out.
Yeah, happy to walk.
Are you walking along the, like, more across downtown and then to the west, or are you walking through directly through the slums?
Downtown! Life will be great with you.
We'll keep to downtown. Keep on the paved bit. And that's where I'm voting for.
Are you... Now, look here. Maybe we should keep a low profile around downtown. Just for, you know, a couple of days.
Well, I mean...
What do you think?
Oh, Sappy, you get to decide. Do you want to go the most safer route or go straight into the slums and go all the way?
I think I am with Owain on this. I think the safer route may not be the safest if we have been reported to the authorities not an hour ago.
Yeah, you're probably right. So you're always right. Oh, Sappy.
I'm sorry, did I hear that correctly? You were reported to the police an hour ago? As in, before you arrived here from Hawthorns?
Oh, no. No, no, he's talking nonsense. No, we...
He's got guns so big, I mean, on his arms that, you know, It's a running joke we've got, you know.
Look, I will not have my name tarnished any further. If they have seen you walking into my house, then I am on such further of a list than I already goddamn are.
Look, I'll just put it this way, okay? We may have done a ditcher. A dining ditcher.
Why?
This is classic, Owain. You know, Mr. Tell the Truth, never deceive anyone.
Because I was hungry, we didn't have money.
That's why Hawthorne sent you here in the first place. To get money.
I got sidetracked, I was hungry. I had my drinks.
Are you drunk?
Most of the time, yeah.
Vinyl! Ah, Vinyl! Right. Well, get up. Go on. Get out of here. Go sort it out. Get to the Marigold. When we need you next, we'll send an envelope in the post.
Okay, then. Let's go.
Shall do.
She opens the door and quickly glances left and right, and she doesn't see any guardsmen or anything patrolling the streets on this end. Coast's clear. Go on.
Right. Lovely to meet you, actual Dahlia.
Yeah, it's just Dahlia. The other one is not to be associated with my name, thank you. That is the Ferryman.
Right. Of course, sorry. Apologies. Bit uptight, this new Dahlia of yours.
That's all we have time for today. Join us next time as the Fated say their farewells to Thomas, take up residence in the Marigold Hotel, and vent their frustrations on an unexpected housemate. Until then, stay safe, listeners. No, really. Stay safe.